Discovering the ultimate source of our provision. That's our topic today on Bold Steps with Mark Jobe.
I believe that God is our provider, but I don't believe that excuses us from labor, hard work, and initiative on our part. God provides opportunity, but listen, we have to get our rear end out of the bed, off the couch, and we need to take advantage of the opportunities that God has given us.
Welcome to Bold Steps with Mark Jobe. Mark is president of Moody Bible Institute and the senior pastor of New Life Community Church in Chicago, and I'm Wayne Shepherd. Today we're in the final part of our three-part message called Manna and the Scarcity Myth, and we're going to be looking at how we can develop an abundance mindset rather than the all-too-common scarcity mindset. And if you've missed any of the messages in this study from the book of Exodus, make sure you catch up online at boldstepsradio.org. You'll also find videos, articles, and all sorts of tools and resources to help you take that next bold step in your walk of faith. But right now, let's get started with today's lesson from Exodus chapter 16. Here's Mark Jobe.
The first thing that you need to understand is that ultimately God is the source of all of your resources. You say, no, Pastor, it's my job, and I have a union job. And it took me 5 years in apprenticeship to finally make my way up to getting a full journeyman's wage. Praise God for the union. Well, can I just cue you in on something? By the way, I know a lot of union workers out of jobs right now. But ultimately, whatever your job it is, whatever job you have, the Bible says in Deuteronomy that God is the one that gives us the ability to make wealth. That ultimately it is God that opens doors. Ultimately that is God that supplies our needs through jobs, through doors of opportunity. In a moment, you could lose all of your ability by the company that you work through going bankrupt. Or you could have an accident and be on disability. I mean, there's 1,000 things that could happen that could limit your ability to make wealth. And the Bible says that ultimately it is God. We look to the heavens. Now, he may use this job and that job and this opportunity and that opportunity. But ultimately, all of us in life, when we're honest and living in an abundance mentality, we look to the heavens and we say, thank you, God, that you are my provider. In Psalm 24, verse 1, it says, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. In other words, everything belongs to God. In Psalms 89, it says, the heavens are thine, the earth is also thine, the world and all that is in it. In James chapter 1, verse 16 through 17, it says, don't be deceived, my brothers. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. What James is saying is that every good gift comes from heaven. Every good gift, everything good comes from the Father, including your resources and finances. Ultimately, we need to be thanking God that he opens the doors. Ultimately, we need to be looking to the heaven and say, God, you open the doors. I'm blessing you and thanking you and acknowledging you in this process. Number two, each day, we learn from manna that each day brings new provisions and new opportunities. Notice what it says. When the Israelites saw it, they said to each other, manna, what is it? For they did not know what it was. Moses said to them, it is bread the Lord has given you to eat. This is what the Lord has commanded. Each one is to gather as much as he needs. Take an omer for each person you have in the tent. The Israelites did as they were told. Some gathered much and some gathered little. And when they measured it by the omer, he who gathered much did not have too much, and he who gathered little did not have too little. Each one gathered as much as he needed. The other thing I want you to understand from manna is this, that each day brings new provision and new opportunity. God could have had it all rain down once a month and just say, go out, take your shovels and your barrels, gather the manna, and it will last once a month. Some of you like to go shopping once a month. Big Sam's Club, you load it up, and that way you don't have to go on a regular basis. What God was saying to these people is that the Lord's Prayer, Jesus taught us to pray, give us this day our daily bread. What God is saying is this, through the manna principle, is that every day there's new opportunities. God provides new opportunities every day, so we open up our eyes and we look for those new opportunities each day as God provides them. He doesn't always supply a surplus so that we have a lot in advance. He doesn't always provide a shortage, but every day God gives us opportunities, and so we go out looking for manna. Well, I know some of you have been stuck, and maybe you're here today and you haven't had a job for a while and you feel stuck. And so you're in your house eating stale Dunkin' Donuts. You can't afford the fresh ones. Getting a little pot belly. Watching TV because they disconnected your cable. Feeling sorry for yourself. Lost in reruns of some old program. And you're just vicariously living the honeymooners all over. But you're not getting up and you're not looking for the manna from heaven. You're not getting up and going out and say, God, today is a new day. Oh, it's not yesterday, but today, God, you've given new opportunities. So I'm going to go out and look for the opportunities that you give because today is a new day and new manna from heaven falls every day. And so I'm going to get up and look at the world as a place of opportunity, not as a place of scarcity. I'm going to go out, and I know I haven't got a job coming my way, but I'm going to go out and put job applications out there because I believe, God, that you have a way and a place and a door of opportunity, Lord. So every day I'm going to look for the manna from heaven, Father. They had to get up every day. Get out of their bed every day. He didn't give them manna 1 month and they said, I'm going to sleep in the rest of the month. No. Every day they had to get up. Every day they had to put their coat on. Every day they had to do a little work. And every day they had to look for the opportunity that God was providing. I see a lot of people that get stuck in depression. A lot of people that get stuck in self-pity. A lot of people that get stuck and don't go out of their house and they have low motivation and they're spiraling downward because they don't realize that God is the God of the manna for today. That God taught us to pray, give us this day our daily bread. Hey, maybe you didn't get a job yesterday, but today, hey, it's a new day. There's new opportunities. Let's look for them. Number three, manna teaches us that if we try to hoard God's provision, it spoils and rots. Verse 19, it says, then Moses said to them, no one is to keep any of it until the morning. However, some of them paid no attention to Moses. They kept part of it till the morning, but it was full of maggots and began to smell. So Moses was angry at them. You see, God said, I want you to go out every day and look to the heavens. I don't want you to hoard. I don't want you to go out and take extra. I want you just to take what you need. Because whatever you hoard, it's going to rot. So some of them, there's always someone that thinks they're smarter than God, right? Well, I know God said this, but I got my little strategy. A scarcity mentality thinks, well, what if it doesn't rain tomorrow? I know God said he would. Well, I'm gonna take a little extra. Junior, grab an extra pail. Come on. They put it in their tent, cover it all up. No one's going to know. Those suckers out there, they're not as smart as us. And the next morning when they woke up, the extra that they had hoarded, put into their pail. Well, have you ever seen maggots? I have. Hot day, garbage isn't picked up, put something in the... You go out to the garbage can, and man, I remember one day, I don't know what it was. It's just, they're nasty. They just, their fat little bodies are squirming around. Seem to be everywhere. Stinks. That's exactly what happens when we hoard. When we're not honoring God and His Word, and following His principles.
We're going to pause Bold Steps right there for just a moment with Pastor Mark Jobe, pausing to encourage you to consider becoming a Bold Partner with us. You're listening to Bold Steps every day. You're profiting from God's Word as proclaimed here on this program. And Mark, we're so grateful for the partners that we have. Now, when you partner with us, you're also partnering with the whole work of the Moody Bible Institute, aren't you?
That's right, they are. And if you don't know what a bold partner is, that's someone that's decided to give monthly to Bold Step Program. And as Wayne said, this is a ministry of the Moody Bible Institute. Our theme this year is everyone, everywhere, starting here, because we're really all about the gospel. And so, but we really do appreciate our bold partners. And maybe God has been putting on your heart as we close out this year that we're to give and we're to make a difference with your money. And I can say without a shadow of a doubt that as you give to Bold Steps, if you become a partner, that we will do everything in our power to use every penny to get the gospel and the gospel message to everywhere we can.
Yeah.
Everyone, everywhere, starting here.
Well, give to benefit yourself as you listen to Bold Steps, but give for the benefit of others and for the work of the gospel as well. It's working. We hear from a lot of listeners. Here's Regina, who writes to us, I listen to your sermons every morning and every Sunday on the way to church. That would be Bold Steps Weekend, our weekend edition. Look forward to them every day. God bless you and your family, Regina says. She posted that comment on Facebook, so look us up online.
Here's another listener that posted on social media and said, I listen as much as I can, and it's a true blessing on my day. And I want to say, this is from Caesar. Caesar, thank you for listening, and thank you for the word of encouragement.
And then just one more. Such great insight and hindsight. Interesting. And wonderful preaching. That's from Daniel via Facebook. So God bless you guys who listen, and thank you for considering becoming a Bold Partner. It really means a lot to us to have friends come alongside and encourage this ministry and do it not just for our benefit, but for the gospel's sake, Mark.
Yeah, and if you want to sign up, and again, some of you are determining at the end of the year, what do I want to give? What is my priority? Mm-hmm. And I would encourage you to consider Bold Steps. Pray about it. We don't want to twist anybody's arm, but we want you to be led of the Spirit. But God may lead some of you at this time to say, yes, that's what I want to do. And you can sign up. Wayne will tell you the details of how you can sign up to be a Bold Partner.
Very simply, go to boldstepsradio.org. Choose an amount that you feel led to give every month, and you become a Bold Partner. Go to boldstepsradio.org. Okay, let's get back into today's message now with Mark Jobe.
When we develop a scarcity mentality, it begins to stench up our soul. It begins to stink our attitude. It begins to make us competitive and stingy and greedy. I mean, it begins to have its effect on our spiritual life, and we begin to suffer the infirmity and the stench of living outside of the abundance mentality that God has called us to, and we fall into a selfish mentality with the people around us, with all our life, not just our finances, because our mentality affects our emotions and our words and our attitude towards life. And some people have maggots in their attitude. because they're not following God's way and trusting God and knowing that it comes from heaven. It tells us in Hebrews chapter 13, keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said he will never leave you nor forsake you. Praise God for that. All right, number four. We learn from manna, while God gives opportunity, we must take action. Verse 21, each morning everyone gathered as much as he needed, and when the sun grew hot, it melted away. On the sixth day, they gathered twice as much, two omers for each person, and the leaders of the community came and reported this to Moses. God allowed provision to come, but they still had to go after it. God opens the door of opportunity that we must pursue and push on. Now, I alluded to this before, but here's the thing. Listen, some of you, I believe that God is our provider. But I don't believe that excuses us from labor, hard work, and initiative on our part. If you tell me, well, Pastor, I'm out of a job, you know, can you help me? Can you help us from the fellowship fund? We help a lot of people. Last year, we gave over $27,000 to help people with gas bills and food. And so we help a lot of people. But let me tell you something. If you're kicking back, laying on the couch, and I say, well, what are you doing to find a job? Well, I'm just trusting Jesus. Well, I'm glad you're trusting Jesus. I know God's going to give me a job. Well, you think you're not going to put any applications, any ads, and you think that the business down the corner is just going to like zoom into your house and say, you know what? I've never been in that building, but I just had the compulsion to go up there. Let me knock on that door. Hey, I was just passing by and I thought I'd knock on the door and see if anybody in this house needs a job. Hey, God can do that, but normally he won't. And if I was God, I wouldn't do that if you're laying on the couch either. God provides opportunity, but listen, we have to get our rear end out of the bed, off the couch, out of a misery place, and we need to take advantage of the opportunities that God has given us. It came down every day, but they still had to go out and collect it. They had to do their part. Listen, God will do his part, but you also have to do your part. Hard work is not a bad thing. It's not a curse. Working is not a curse. Some people take the passage of Genesis and say, well, see, we're cursed with having to work. The curse was not work. Work has always been a blessing. It's the difficulty of work that was a curse, not work itself. There's something powerful, something good about that. And the Bible talks about that. So God provides opportunity, but we must take action. Take advantage. The Bible says, he that is faithful in the very little is faithful also in the much, and he that's unrighteous in the very little is also unrighteous in the much. All right, number five. Even when we don't understand, we can choose to trust God. You may not understand how God works. You may not understand how God provides. You may not understand the economics or mathematics of God, but I challenge you to trust God. 31 says, the people of Israel called the bread manna. What is it? Because they didn't understand how it worked, but God didn't tell them to understand it. It was like white coriander seed that tasted like wafers made with honey. They'd never seen it. Like, hey, this is not tortilla, what is it? Not harina, not maíz, what is this stuff? Hey, you may not understand how God works, but God is not asking you to understand how he's working. He's asking you to trust him as he works. And that's exactly what manna means. What is it? Proverbs 3 verses 5 through 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. And lastly, and I close with this, God provides in order to keep us committed to our highest priorities. Look what it says in verse 21. Each morning, everyone gathered as much as he needed. When the sun grew hot, it melted away. On the sixth day, why the sixth day? Because it was the day right before the Sabbath, the day of worship. On the sixth day, they gathered twice as much. Well, normally, if they gathered twice as much, it would rot, but not on the sixth day. On the sixth day, they gathered twice as much, and the leaders of the community came and reported this to Moses, and he said to them, "This is what the Lord commands. Tomorrow is the day of rest, a holy Sabbath to the Lord. So bake what you want to bake and boil what you want to boil. Save whatever's left over and keep it until the morning." So they saved it until the morning as Moses commanded, and it did not stink or get maggots in it. "Eat it today," Moses said, "because today is the Sabbath day to the Lord. You will find any on the ground today. 6 days you are to gather, but on the seventh day, the Sabbath, there will not be any." God was telling them, "Listen, I'm going to make a provision even for you to be involved in your highest priorities. On the Sabbath, which is the equivalent to our Sunday, no manna came down." Why? Because God said, "I don't want you to work on the Sabbath. I want you to worship. And by the way, on the day before, I'm going to give you double. And it's not going to rot." Why? Because I want you to carve out time for the things of God. Some of us get so consumed with our work. And you should be a hard worker. But God gives you provision in order to be able to live to a higher plane. I believe that God gives us the ability all to give. I think every person here, listen, if you don't give away a portion of your income, I'm going to say it straight, you're selfish. You say, "No, Pastor, I'm poor." No, you're selfish. I know poor people that give more than rich people give. Unless you learn the power of giving, and I'm not talking about just when the offering is passed on Sunday morning, but the power of giving to people in need, the power of helping other people out, the power of donations, the power of giving to something that will never physically come back to you. If you don't learn the power of giving, then you have become a selfish individual that's not living with the spirit of generosity. Because I believe that that one of the ways that God pours into our cup is because we pour out. And when we stop pouring out, God stops pouring in. That's what I believe. And I want to challenge you. I don't know what your income is, and you say, "Well, I'm really struggling with my bills." I want to challenge you. No matter what your income is and no matter how much debt you are in, I'm going to challenge you to carve out some of that to give it away.
This is Bold Steps. You're listening to the passionate and authentic Bible teaching of Mark Job. Our subject today is manna and the scarcity myth, and we've just wrapped up this important study of Exodus chapter 16. If you've missed any portion of this message, or if you'd like to listen again, simply go to boldstepsradio.org. Well, on our list of things we can't live without, faith and hope are ones we often forget. Yet, without real confident assurance of what's ahead, many of us, Mark, would simply stop moving, right?
In the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, faith is described as the confidence in what we hope for and the assurance about what we do not see. So here's a question. Does your faith bring you confidence and assurance, or does hope just sound like wishful thinking? Well, to really dive into this fundamental aspect of faith, I'd like to recommend a book by author Lee Strobel. An atheist turned Christian philosopher. Embark on this journey of discovery with Lee as he walks us through the reasons we can fully trust in the hope of Jesus Christ and how hope in the Messiah can change our lives today. The book is called The Case for Hope, and it's yours when you give a gift of any amount to support the ministry of Bold Steps. As we prepare our hearts for Christmas this year, let me just say thank you to everyone who has supported and prayed for Bold Steps. Your gifts and donations allow us to continue to share the good news of Jesus Christ with those who need to hear it the most. So thank you from me, Mark Job, and the entire Bold Steps team.
If you would like to request a copy of The Case for Hope, call us at 844-615-7363. That's 844-615-7363. Or give online and request a book when you go to boldstepsradio.org. You can also send your donation in the mail. Our address is Bold Steps, 820 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60610. That's 820 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60610. Or, once again, give online at boldstepsradio.org. Well, thanks for being with us. That's all the time we have for today. If you can, be sure to join us again tomorrow when Mark begins a new message called Financial Peace and the Scarcity Myth. Learn about biblical spending principles and how to find contentment. The message is coming up Thursday on Bold Steps with Mark Jobe. Bold Steps is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute.